Hello all, Zach here once again, rounding out your week with a reminder to keep an eye out for an extra episode in your feed starting next week. You've heard it every day this week, so I'll keep it brief, but we start our coverage of Dune Prophecy, and I hope you'll join us as we dive into the first new Dune material since the release of the second movie. We'll see y'all then.
Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep, minute by minute, into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I'm Zach.
It's Friday.
We made it.
We have significantly less stuff to bitch about on today's episode than we did yesterday. We kind of realized after we stopped recording that that was a bit of a bitch fest, but you know what? I'm not going to apologize for it.
We haven't done one of those throughout the, I think overall we have been gushing about this movie because it has been gushable.
Because it's been very good. Have there been some things to critique? Sure. Absolutely. But yesterday's minute,
I want to say it is our responsibility to call them out on the bullshit when we see it.
This is our duty.
It's implied in our mandate.
God damn. All right. Well, that's enough for today's episode. We'll see you next week.
Wait. We got to talk about minute 129 through 130. Of the Dune minute. It'll be a quick one.
We do. Yes. So there is some cool stuff that happens.
Yeah, this is really good. Yeah, this is a good one. So let's dive right into it. And we pick back up with Jessica and Paul as they make their way to the top of this massive, massive sand dune.
They're actually struggling to walk in the sand this time.
Yep. And what you referenced yesterday, kind of we see on screen, right when they get towards the top, they resume the sand walk a little bit.
Yep.
So it is, thank you, maybe Denis Villeneuve in the background.
Whatever person with a megaphone was yelling at them.
Yeah, exactly. So when they get back to, or when they're up on the top, Paul looks back at Jessica and we kind of cut to them, presumably a little bit later, and they're just kind of sitting on top of the dune. They're just chilling.
And they're looking out at just a shitload more desert. Like there's nothing else to see. It's just sand everywhere. And there are dunes just as tall as the one that they just climbed.
Yeah,
that so it's kind of hopeless for them, honestly.
It's not out of the question that they're feeling very overwhelmed right now.
Yep. It's been a rough couple of days.
Yeah. They don't get to sit with those feelings too long, though, because we get some real deep rumblings coming from behind them. The camera does this cool POV from Paul's perspective.
Yep.
Where it looks over in one direction and then quickly moves to over to his left.
Yep.
And we see this just massive worm sign cut across the screen.
Yeah, we just see effectively a dune as tall as the one that they're on just completely fall into the ground.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah, it is. Very, very big.
On Monday's episode, we talked about how it felt very Jaws.
Mm-hmm.
This feels very Jaws.
Yeah, absolutely. It does. And we get to see that same worm sign from Jessica's perspective, not necessarily her point of view, but it kind of circles behind her now.
In my notes, I said that this is such a Spielberg coded shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very, very Jaws, very Jurassic Park, very, there's something out there.
Mm-hmm.
Hidden but unhidden.
Yeah.
Or hidden but seen kind of thing.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's supposed to invoke anxiety and fear and all that kind of stuff. And it's definitely doing that. They stand up and Paul looks back at Jessica and they start kind of making their way across the top of the dune.
Yep.
Doing a sandwalk.
It's a sandwalk with urgency.
Yeah, exactly. So we get some rumblings. We get a lot of rumblings happening behind them. And they turn around very quickly to find the end of the minute.
How long have you been sitting on that one?
Since yesterday.
Okay, cool.
That's really all that happened. So
yeah, we get another really cool shot of the size, the difference between the two moons.
Yep.
between the hand of God and Muad'Dib.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot to this minute.
There's not.
Sand walking.
We say it. This was a quick minute.
Yes.
No dialogue really at all in this minute, I think.
There is none.
Yeah, no dialogue.
There's just heavy breathing.
Heavy breathing and doing some half-assed sand walks.
Yep.
So not a lot to unpack on this one.
Yeah. My notes are the first 20 seconds of this minute are Paul and Jessica getting to the top of the dune and then resting. A wide open desert only awaits them at the top. So a whole third of this minute is just hyperventilating.
Yeah. effectively.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to call it there. I mean, I told y'all earlier this week, like, I don't have a lot of book notes. I'm saving all those up for early next week when we kind of finish out this scene.
Yeah.
It makes the most sense for me to talk about how this relates to the book at the end of this scene.
It's a kind of difficult sequence to do otherwise.
So. Yeah. Yeah, this is one of the biggest examples of how you can narrate through this in a book versus how you have to narrate through this in a movie.
Yeah.
It's one of the more egregious shuffling around of scenes that we get in the books, especially with such an important like sequence that we're in.
So, but it works for the movie.
No, it absolutely does work. I'm just saying it's hard to relate, you know, back one to one as we're doing this in like an episodic nature. Sure. So I'm just going to hold off on those until early next week. So what would you, John, rate this week?
Including our bitch fest from yesterday?
I loved our bitch fest from yesterday.
Oh, no. I love the bitch fest. Don't get me wrong. I think I'm going to give this week a solid 6, I think.
Okay.
We had some really good stuff to talk about earlier in the week.
Mm-hmm.
Admittedly, a lot of the stuff that we talked about wasn't necessarily in the movie, though.
Yeah.
I mean, Wadi Rum is, but like the mechanics behind the paracompass and how all that works and everything, not really, you know, movie specific stuff.
Sure.
It's more, you know, just on the wider lore, but we did get, you know, some really cool, you know, prescient scenes with Chal and with DJ Dream Janice you know, seeing Shai Hulud move around the desert not pissed off, I think is a really cool thing, because at the end of the day, it is just an animal, right? Like it's not a bad guy.
No.
Or anything.
Bad tempered, but that's it.
He just doesn't like all the fucking upstairs neighbors making all the noise.
Literally. Yeah. That's quite literally what it is.
Yeah.
Good. That's kind of what was in my heart as well around the 6 mark. Even though we had a lot of gripes, it spurred some really good conversation. So,
yes,
it
was a lot easier to podcast this week than it was last week. I will say that.
Yeah, I agree. So, good. Well, I think we're in agreement there then.
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, we're leaving on a cliffhanger. We don't get to see exactly what Paul and Jessica are looking at or what's creeping up on them. I think we could have a good idea.
Guess you'll have to come back on Monday.
Yep. So let's meet back up on Monday, and we will continue this. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can reach out on Instagram. We are at The Dune Minute. We are on Twitter at Dune Minute. And if you'd like to send us an email, our email address is duneminute@gmail.com.
We'll see you on Monday.
See you then.